Shalom, everyone. Four bodies of Israelis still remain in Gaza. Three other ones were returned to Israel this week. Trump's 20-point peace plan that he had for Gaza is not being successful. It seems to be failing. Can't get to the second point. The Lebanese government is also failing to dismantle Hezbollah after they made their open announcement of warfare against Israel. And President Trump sent a letter to President Herzog in Israel asking him to pardon Netanyahu. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom again, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion and Lamb Ministries. Welcome to another edition of Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, November the 14th of the year 2025. Here's the news for the week. Hamas has turned over three more bodies, and that leaves four that still remain in Gaza. One of the bodies, interestingly enough, was that of Lieutenant Hadar Golden, who was killed in battle during Operation Protective Edge in August of 2014. That's back 11 years ago. His body was then carried into Gaza by the Hamas people that fought. And finally, his body was returned to Israel for his funeral and internment there in the land of Israel. Hamas disarmament is simply not happening, and they continue to state that they refuse to disarm. And that's the second point of Trump's peace plan, is to be able to do that. There are also more than between 100 and 200 Hamas operatives that are stuck in tunnels that is in near Rafah, the city of Rafah, down south of Gaza, under IDF control. If they come up out of those tunnels, they are subject to being shot by the IDF, because the IDF is shooting any Hamas operative that is armed in that area or tries to penetrate that area. These Hamas operatives would like to be able to get back to where the other Hamas operatives are that is not under IDF control. They're trying to negotiate safe passage for them to get there. However, Israel has said, well, the only way that they're going to be permitted to go back there is if they disarm and they don't have any weapons with them when they go back. Well, that's asking Hamas to disarm, and they're not willing to do that. So this more than 100, almost 200 of these operators are stuck in a dark tunnel down in the city of Rafah, underground, cannot come up, and can't be supported any further. And Israel is sitting over the top of them, saying you're not coming up unless you come up disarmed. So there's no stabilization force being set up in Gaza at the moment. There's to support civilian control. Hamas is still ruling the streets of Gaza. And the UN resolution being put together by the United States to support the Gaza support, and that's going to change everything. When the UN says, hey, you know, we're in agreement with this, that changes the whole world. Obviously not, since UN resolutions have very little bearing on what actually happens in the Middle East, other than to condemn Israel. Rubio, the Secretary of State, is very optimistic with the resolution going through and thinks that better things are coming into Gaza. Quite honestly, at this point, we don't see them. And with the number of nations that are not agreeing to be part of the stabilization force until Hamas is disarmed, the only one who's really stepped up to the effort is Turkey. And of course, Israel has said no to Turkey because Turkey is a big supporter of Hamas and always has been. And obviously, they would go in and support Hamas as to whatever they want to do. They would not be stabilizing nor carrying out what Trump's peace plan was calling for. In the meantime, aid trucks are flowing into Gaza. In fact, the northern border between Israel and Gaza has been opened, and Israel is supporting the flow of aid going into it. Egypt, on the other hand, has closed the border down between Egypt and Gaza. And the U.S. intel is keeping oversight of what's going on in Gaza using their control station they have at Kiryat Gat. However, just this last week, U.S. intel decided to pop a little story out in the news media about how that the IDF when they were going into these intense Palestinian areas that had Hamas operatives, when they would find these tunnels, Israel would require that Palestinians had to walk down through the tunnels first before the IDF soldiers, because they were fearful of booby traps. And the U.S. intel is saying, hey, they were using Palestinians like human shields. There's a world of difference between what the IDF was doing to protect their soldiers versus what Hamas does when they use the term human shields. Hamas uses Palestinian civilians and shoots from behind them at Israelis, hoping the Israelis will shoot back and accidentally hit a civilian. That's a human shield, not what Israel did. And quite honestly, the Palestinians, if they want to live in an area that's infested with booby traps put in by Hamas, then they're going to suffer the consequences accordingly. And they have, by the way. Israel is trying to develop a new plan for Gaza. This is something different from Trump's peace plan. They know that Trump's peace plan is not going to go forward successfully. So they're trying to come up with another way to be able to get Hamas to disarm and get them out of control from it. The U.S. also is working on an alternate plan to Trump's peace plan. In fact, Jared Kushner is reported to be developing a new plan as an alternative to the peace plan. Would still be using the operational center that the U.S. has set up at Kiryat Gat to be able to manage the whole situation there in Gaza. We'll have to see what the next plans look like. You have to step back and you have to ask the question in Gaza, why isn't peace working at all? There for a while we thought maybe a breakthrough had come through. Well, it's same as the disarmament problem that Hamas has said. Hamas has said they flat out will not disarm. For them to do so, it would be the same as surrendering, and it would be a shameful act for them to do. Their whole society is based on honor and shame, and they refuse to yield to the Israelis in any way, shape, or form. Hamas and pro-Palestinian elements don't believe that Israel should exist. That's even here in this country. And that's the reason why they accuse Israel of genocide and the all harm that has taken place in the world is caused by them. I don't know if you knew the latest report, but global warming is caused by Israel. Cancer is caused by Israel. And everything bad that's ever happened, including inflation, is caused by Israel. That's according to that. Now, the UN just came out with a report that said, are you ready for this? No genocide has taken place in Gaza. There's been no starvation of children. None of that took place. All of it was a lie. It was pure propaganda. And still to this day, people who hate Israel still make the exact same complaints about Israel. Trump is trying to make the Abraham Accords work. This is his grand strategy for the deal of the century to help solve the Middle East peace problem. He just this last week had the new Syrian leader in the White House to meet with him.
Al-Sharaa said he and the president talked about changing Syria's perception and role in the Middle East.
We talked about the president and the future. We talked about the investment opportunities in the future in Syria, and so that Syria is no longer looked at as a security threat. It is now looked at as a geopolitical ally and it's some place where the United States can have great investments, especially extracting gas.
According to reports, Syria confirmed it would join the global coalition against ISIS, though no announcement has yet been made.
And Syria has said that they won't join the Abraham Accords until the Israeli forces that are in southern Syria are pulled out. And the U.S. is urging Israel to pull their forces out of there. At the moment, those forces are in there. That's the only thing keeping the peace because of the warring factions in the area. And Syria has also agreed to the president to resist Hezbollah and their efforts using Syrian lands, or the Iranians using Syria to be able to import weapons and monies into Hezbollah's hands, and to keep any other radical that wants to harm Israel out of Syria so that there's no further conflict with Israel. As to whether or not they would can pull that off, we'll just have to see. But those were the things that were put on the table that were that Trump heard from. There's still conflict growing with Hezbollah. Israel is still bombing a multitude of sites, and every time Hezbollah reveals one of their locations, whether it be bomb-making areas, rocket-making, rocket storage, where their forces are at, Israel's going in and striking those particular sites. And Israel is also building a new wall separating Lebanon from Israel. It's a very high wall that will keep terrorists out, cross-border raiding from taking place. There are some people in Lebanon disputing the wall. They're claiming that it's being built on Lebanese ground. Israel is insisting, no, that the ground that it's being built on is Israeli territory, not Lebanese. And so they're complaining about the wall being built. It's a very effective and very powerful wall. It will offer some protection from cross-border raids. Hezbollah loves to come across and attack IDF forces and capture a soldier and take him back as a hostage, the same kind of tactics that Hamas has been doing. President Trump contacted President Herzog of Israel, matter of fact, wrote him a very nice letter, essentially calling for the pardon of Netanyahu, claiming that Netanyahu is a hero as the prime minister leading Israel through the conflict that has been going on for the last couple of years. And that he's accusing the government of Israel as a political persecution for the trial that's going against him. If you'll recall, going way back, this trial's been going on for a couple of years. It has to do with Netanyahu and a friend, an American friend, by the way, who gave the president, the prime minister some very nice cigars. And as a part of their friendship, and they're claiming that this was undue influence and there was some kind of quid pro quo, that this guy also got certain business and work with Israel, none of which is true, but it's an accusation being made, and they're using it to harass Netanyahu. It's political witch hunt, just like what Trump has had to go through. Netanyahu's going through the same thing. So Trump is trying to step in and help his friend so that that doesn't happen anymore. That's the reason why he wrote the letter to President Herzog. Here's the problem. For President Herzog to be able to give a pardon of this type, it has to originate from sources inside of Israel. In other words, there has to be people in Israel, not a foreign power. And secondly, a pardon comes on the heels of guilt has definitely been determined, and so you're being forgiven of your guilt through the pardon. Well, Netanyahu said while he appreciates President Trump and the gesture that he's made, he will in no wise admit any guilt. So I'm not sure Trump's plan to help out Netanyahu is going to work, and I'm not sure that President Herzog is going to be able to do much of anything. If anything could possibly happen with regard to that, we need the prosecutor inside of the trial coming against Netanyahu to just suddenly decide to dismiss the charges. That's about the only way I know for that to go away. A pardon is probably not the path for it. So the harassment will continue for Prime Minister Netanyahu for it. Sadly, we have some other news that is very negative, and that is that Israeli settlers in Samaria have attacked a Palestinian area and village, and four Palestinians were hurt, and a band of between 10 and 20 of the settlers dressed up in black with masks on attacked several vehicles, lighting them on fire, destroying them. Here's what the issue is. I don't know if you follow football and unsportsmanlike conduct, but this is the way it usually works. Somebody on the football team goes up to an opponent and smacks him. Well, the guy reacts to it, and he hauls off and smacks him back. That's the part that the umpire sees. And so the umpire throws the unsportsmanlike conduct flag on the second guy who responded, and this is what's happening in Israel. The settlers that came over and attacked the Palestinians, just before that, the Palestinians had gone over and stolen vehicles from the Israelis and harmed and harassed Israeli settlers first. And this has been an ongoing situation where the settlers have been asking for the government of Israel and the police to step in and help them. The police has been slow to respond. The IDF has not been there. But now, as a result of what the settlers have done, where they went in and destroyed several vehicles and Palestinians were hurt, and it's on video, now the IDF and the police are now starting to work on the situation. And, of course, all of the leaders of the country, including Benjamin Netanyahu, the United States, are all calling for the Israeli settlers to stop doing that. I agree, they should stop doing it. But I think they also should tell the Palestinians they need to stop doing what they were doing to begin with. All of this, this cross-border thing, all of these kinds of attacks are jeopardizing the peace efforts. And it just feeds into the propaganda war that's against Israel. Israel always loses in these situations. And this is another example where the propaganda will come against Israel. That's what the world will see. They will not know about the other that was going on beforehand. Here in the United States, our government is now funded and now open and operating again. It's funded at least through January 30th, and then we'll go through another exercise to see if the Democrats will sign a funding bill or whether we'll have a repeat of what we've had for the last 43 days in the government shutdown. Here's the problem. The Democrats will not accept the election results with Trump becoming president. All of their tactics and all of their efforts are to be counter to President Trump. Anything he's for, they're against. Even if it's good for the American people. And that's the reason why we had the shutdown. Even though it harmed the American people, it was against, you know, President Trump. So their attacks and their conflict with President Trump is literally making the government dysfunctional. It has also expanded to this, and this is the rationale and the reason for why we see anti-Semitic behavior taking place. See, it turns out President Trump supports Israel. And so all the people that hate Trump said, well, if he supports Israel, we're going to support Hamas, and we're going to be anti-Israel because that's what Trump is for. And that's part of the reason and the conflict. They actually interviewed some of these pro-Hamas supporters, and they said, why are you here? What are you here, you know, protesting? And they said, I'm here against President Trump. That's the thinking, and that's what's going on in this country, and it's madness. It reminds me of what Yeshua warned us when he talked about the beginning of sorrows, about the birth pangs coming at the end of the age. It says that love of many will grow cold, and they definitely do not love their country. They hate the country because President Trump loves the country. And again, they're against anything that Trump is for. We have three more years of President Trump being the president of the United States. But the question really is, can the country survive three more years? If these people are so opposed to President Trump and our nation and everything that our nation is standing for, what else is going to take a hit in the course of the next 3 years? By the way, do not think I am crazy when I tell you this. There is evidence that we are moving rapidly toward a civil war in the United States of America. There are that many people who hate the country and hate the government being led by President Trump. They're willing to talk about those things and suggest such things. I would also remind you, historically, that it was the Democrats who hated Abraham Lincoln and decided to start the Civil War way back a long time ago. If you don't learn from history, then history will repeat itself. And we have a lot of people right now that are moving in the steps to hate this country and be opposed to everything that this country stands for because they don't like the leadership of the country at the moment. And rather than looking to the next election to elect the one that they would like to have, they're impatient and they want him removed as quickly as possible. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for this poor world that we live in. Maybe we need to pray that God will hurry up and come back and clean this mess up. Please like, subscribe, and comment on our YouTube channel. If you'd like to watch our other programs without the commercial interruption, sign up for lionelamb.tv. You can get access to all of our programs, including this broadcast, on a free basis weekly. All of our programs are available on podcast. You can get a free subscription to the Yavo magazine. It comes out each month. Follow us on all of the social programs. And let me say sincerely, we do appreciate your viewership and we do appreciate your financial support and your prayer support for this organization as we go forward. In the meantime, Shabbat Shalom to all of you.